We're in Simen Shin Mem Hei, in Hilchos Hotza'a, Erevim. We're in Sif Dalid. We're discussing Chorei Rishus HaYachid. So if it faces the Rishus HaYachid, it has the status of the Rishus HaYachid. The Ramah says, Vim him klapei chutz, ve'enam overim klapei pnim. If it's in the wall of the Rishus HaYachid, but it doesn't go straight through to the Rishus HaYachid, the hole only faces the Rishus HaRabim, then nidonu lefi gavan v'rachman, k'mo she'yisbar. Simmons S of Yud Gimel. Depends on how high and wide they are, as we'll see later on in Sif Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah explains that if they are 10 tfachim high and 4 by 4, then it can consider a Rishus HaYachid. But if it's not 10 tfachim high, then if it's a 4 by 4, it's a Karmelis. And if not, it will be considered a Makom Patur. What happens if there's an object in the Rishus HaYachid and you want to place it on a Ziz, on next to the window, which is outside? So you have something hanging off of the window, a place where a ledge out of the window that you would be able to place something on, and it is within 10 tefachim of the ground. So are you allowed to take something from your house, put it through the window, onto the ledge outside of the window if it's 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim of the ground? So the Evan Ozer says that you're not allowed to place it, because that ledge is considered to be parutz b'miluo into the Rishus HaRabim. Which means that even though midoraisa it has the status of a chor Rishus HaYachid, still midorabanan has the status of a karmelis, so you would not be able to take something and put it out on the ledge if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's what the Beis Meir and Rabbi Akiva Eger hold as well. Magen Avraham says that since ledges are considered to be chorei Rishus HaYachid, it doesn't matter if it's nifratz to the Rishus HaRabim. That's what the Chazon Ish says as well, and Rabbeinu Peretz as well. So there is definitely room to be makel to take something from your house and put it on the ledge. Siv hei, avi Rishus HaYachid, hu Rishus HaYachid ad l'rakia. The space above the Rishus HaYachid is considered to be Rishus HaYachid all the way up to the sky. And even if you take a stick, a pole, and you place it in the Rishus HaYachid and it's 100 amos high, even if it's not 4x4, if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim onto that pole, you're going to be chayv because it's like from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Siv vav, afilu kli. Even an object, going teva, closet, a migdal, a kveres, imyeshbo l'rabeya arba al arba, if it could be squared into 4x4, v'ugavo asar, and it's 10 high, ha-rishas hayachid, that's considered to be its own rishas hayachid. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mechaber chose two different things, one object which is rectangular and one object which is circular, in order to point out that as long as it ends up with 4x4, it is going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid. If the Kli is not 10 high, and it is standing in Rishus HaRabim, then it's not a Karmelis, because there's no such thing as a Karmelis when it comes to Kalim. Rather, it has the status of a Rishus HaRabim. It is batel to the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, if the Kli is in a Karmelis, it would have the status of a Karmelis, because it is within the Karmelis. The Magen Avraham says that if you have a Kli which is attached to the ground, then it is going to have the status of a Karmelis, even if it is in a Rishus HaRabim. Siv Zion, Ezer Rishus HaRabim. What's the definition of Rishus HaRabim? Rechovos, Ushvakim, Harachavim, Tezayin, Amos. Street streets are 16 Amos wide. Ve'ena Mekorim, they don't have a roof, a covering. Ve'en Lem Choma, they don't have walls. Afiliyesh Lem Choma, even if they have walls, Impeimifulashim, Mishar, Lashar, if they could be opened straight through the whole area from gate to gate of the road, the ain't also of nulos balayla, and the doors are never locked at night, Hav Rishus HaRabim now has the status of Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that streets from which are used to travel from city to city also have the status of Rishus HaRabim, because a lot of people travel on it. The reason that it has to be 16 amos wide is because we learn from Diglei Midbar, where the area that they would walk covered 16 amos wide, and therefore if it's less than that, it's not going to have the status of Rishus HaRabim. Rather, it will be a Karmelis. The language of Mifulashim, Mishar Lashar, appears to imply that the way you enter the street and you exit the street are parallel to one another, and there's one direction to travel in.